State border restrictions are being reimposed, and about a quarter of a million people in Sydney's Northern Beaches region are being asked to stay at home for 3 days as a COVID-19 cluster balloons. With 17 confirmed cases, state and federal health officials held an emergency meeting last night, and within hours, some borders started shutting. Victoria, Queensland and the Northern Territory have introduced 14 days quarantine for anyone who's been in Sydney's Northern Beaches. Tasmania is banning entry to anyone who's been in the area, and Western Australia is enforcing 14 days quarantine for anyone who's been in New South Wales. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
We've been in three hospitals, and three hospitals, I rang the police that sent me the text message. They said, oh, we can't help you.
There was confusion and frustration outside Royal Perth Hospital last night. Anyone who arrived in Perth from New South Wales from the 11th of December was told they had to get a COVID test as soon as possible and self-isolate until they had a negative result. Perth man Dylan had just arrived back from a business trip in Sydney.
We got the text and I think I came within 5 or 10 minutes of getting the text, and there was a long queue, so I was a bit surprised, yeah.
Travellers weren't notified about the new entry arrangements until mid-afternoon, and those waiting in line were initially told they'd all get tested. The clinic suddenly closed just after 6 p.m. and everyone was sent away.
Come back tomorrow.
They're just closed.
Sorry, do you mind if I ask? I work for the ABC.
Yeah.
What were you just told?
Basically, just to come back tomorrow because they're shut. There's no more tests.
So you haven't had a test?
No, haven't had a test, nothing. So we're just going to have to go home, go find a hotel or something like that, and then coming back and try this all over again.
These men just told me that they were told that they would be taken care of.
Yeah, they just did an announcement and people have just been walking, so it's done. It's done for today. It's bollocks.
A short time later, the WA government announced anyone arriving into the state from New South Wales from today will have to get tested and self-isolate for a full 14 days. As the number of confirmed cases in Sydney's Northern Beaches grows, authorities are working hard to try and limit the spread. New South Wales Health has advised that people living in the Northern Beaches local government area, some 270,000 residents, stay home as much as possible over the next 3 days to limit the spread, including working from home where possible and avoiding unnecessary gatherings or travel. Sanjaya Senanayake, an Associate Professor of Infectious Diseases at ANU, says that's a good step.
I'm one who actually believes in sort of early ring fencing. So if there is an area with a cluster, just shutting that particular area down until the extent of the outbreak has been assessed, and also bringing in mandatory mask wearing, particularly when people can't safely physically distance, such as on public transport or in supermarkets, etc. But having said that, New South Wales has had a great track record of getting on top of it time and time again, so we should be more optimistic than pessimistic at this stage of the outbreak.
He says at this stage, authorities need to learn as much as possible about the source of the outbreak.
Certainly on the face of it, the two people who got infected in northern Sydney, who had no obvious connection to overseas travel and no epidemiological links to other COVID cases, was far more worrying, because potentially it has an incubation period of up to 2 weeks. So if they only had mildly symptomatic cases and others had mildly symptomatic cases or asymptomatic cases, there could be a lot more cases out there.
ANU Associate Professor of Infectious Diseases, Sanjaya Senanayake, ending Bridget Fitzgerald's report.